Buller, and welcome to TavovaRugby.com Breakfast Bites, a wrap of the daily sports news. In rugby league, Queensland turned the tables on the New South Wales Blues in Origin 1 in front of 90,000 screaming fans at Accor Stadium in Sydney last night, grinding out a 16-10 win with man of the match, who else, Cameron Munster. In boxing, world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury bought two brand new Rolls-Royce cars yesterday at a bargain Fijian $1.2 million each. The Gypsy King now owns two other Rolls, so four in total now, a classic Mini, a Range Rover, a couple of Ferraris, and a Volkswagen. Don't throw away your old jersey, Hector. Wayne Gretzky won the 1988 Stanley Cup, that's in ice hockey, in his final game for the Edmonton Oilers. So last weekend, his jersey from that final sold for US $1.5 million at auction, becoming the most expensive hockey jersey of all time. And in football, Harry Kane's goal against Germany on Tuesday night was his 50th goal for England, now just three behind Wayne Rooney's record. It took Cristiano Ronaldo 114 games to score 50 goals for Portugal, and Lionel Messi scored 50 for Argentina in just 107 games. But get this, Kane has got his in just 71 games for England. And to wrap this morning's first ever Breakfast Bites, Sepp Blatter, remember him? The fraud trial of the former FIFA president was held up again after the 86-year-old Blatter complained of chest pains and breathing difficulties. Swiss prosecutors allege a 2011 FIFA payment of $2.2 million, authorized by Blatter to Michel Platini, the ex-UEFA president, was unlawful. But get this, Blatter and Platini say it was a late payment for advisory work by Platini for the then FIFA president, done 13 years earlier in 1998. Sorry, but these two guys are crooks. For TavovaRugby.com, I'm Calden Khmer. Malo, Vina, and thank you. Please hit the subscribe button below if you'd like to receive more Breakfast Bites, and thank you for your support.